Mobile.
U-Mobile.
Morning, young man.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, drags on Wednesday, but other than that, we're doing all right.
Well, that's good.
We have to insert two inserts by hand. And, it gets a little time-consuming. It sort of eats up running time.
To do almost 300 papers, yeah, that'd take a minute.
Papers they already do for us, but Greenville's still being printed in Columbia, so they won't do it for us.
Okay, it got over a little bit early. We went over, test equipment and stuff like that, and then he had a video where he was, I guess last year he had a bunch of test equipment there, so this year he had a video of it, and he explained it all and what to use different things for, and that, so it wasn't too bad.
That wasn't it.
Kassler one, it just seemed like it was, man, I just couldn't get into it, but it was a lot better when Gary was explaining it, so it wasn't too bad.
Exceed Mobile.
Well, good morning, traveling man.
Good morning. Man, you're early this morning.
Good call this morning. Early, well, I had an incoming call. I hadn't run it. I think a guy's going to get somebody else because I can't do it until after 6:30. So, anyhow, yeah, I'm up now. I figured I'd go on in.
Early, right?
Call.
DOT Mobile.
Good morning, Jim.
Guys.
Everybody speak at once. Somebody say something.
A little bit of coffee.
Wishing I was cuddled up in bed.
Happy headed to work. That's all I had on my mind.
Out of the three of us, two of us said a true statement, one of us said a false statement. Let's see if we can figure out which one was which.
You don't want to be in bed. Face up to it.
Fisherman's wise tale to me.
You on time this morning? You running late or early or what, Ed?
Tracking behind a little bit this morning. Have to hand insert two inserts as I go down the road, so it sort of slows me down a little bit. Plus, they moved the warehouse over in Taylor's, so truck getting there about 15 minutes later than what they normally do.
Well, hopefully they ain't going to put you too far behind.
But, so, they can't say nothing to me. One group of customers going under quarantine this morning at 8 o'clock.
Where is that?
In the retirement center. The ones that have the 24-hour nursing care. For precautionary reasons, they go ahead and go in under 24-hour lockdown.
Why 24 hours?
I don't want anybody to come or go in unless it's nursing staff or cleaning staff.
24 hours would be enough time.
Knock down 24 hours indefinitely.
I'm missing something there, but yeah, that's an indefinite lockdown until, did they say until when?
From the nursing staff this morning was indefinite.
Well, ought to be there. That's probably a high, probably one of the highest risk areas.
Two for the papers. You just got to drop them off at the door or something.
My number's on them, and I'll drop them upstairs at the elevator, and one of the nursing staffs will come and get it.
Any cases in the area?
Clemson's got one. I think it's one of those, what do they call it, presumptive positives right now. I thought I'd seen that, but I could be wrong.
not even a student. Standing, she pretty much put herself under self-quarantine.
So, earlier last month, we had two Italians in the plant for like 3 weeks, and one of them came in sick. And then I got a vendor that spends 2 days with me a week, and that guy that they diagnosed with it at a Spartanburg plant, he was at that plant last week, and that he visits that plant every week, and that, so we're messing with him, making sure that he wears a mask and everything.
For sure.
We don't have it. We're just messing with him just because we can.
Surprised that they let those guys from Italy over.
It was before they locked down. It was like maybe the second week in February. They were here like 3 weeks and that. But, yeah, then it got bad as they were getting ready to leave. The one guy went back to Italy, so he can't leave. The other guy, I think, is still in the States. Because if he ever gets back to Italy, then he can't come out on machine calls.
I want to go back right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's better off staying here.
Yeah, unless you had a family back there. FW. Yeah, he left our plant after 3 weeks and went to another plant in the States. And they wouldn't let him in. They wanted him to stay at the motel for 2 weeks before he came in, even though he'd been over here for 3 weeks.
Did he go ahead and do that?
Company, and they sent him to a couple of other places, and then he'll just have to backtrack.
He's taking it serious. Do you know what the number was this morning?
DOT. No, I didn't look.
Out on road calls?
We, Monday through Saturday afternoon we do, we don't on Sunday.
I broke down that, Mike.
Four.
Two of them sitting here, with nobody there, Adam. But there's two right here.
Yeah, one was, Central Transport. He's got a drive tire blown. Pulling a tanker.
I think what I saw was a dry van and then a flatbed, but I really wasn't paying too much attention to that flatbed.
That's all they pulled was tankers. Maybe they're doing some drive stuff now. They might have a flatbed. I don't know, but he was right there again.
Out of here, I'm rolling up. See how much fun we can have today. So 7-3s, everybody. Hope you guys have a good one. Stay safe and wash your hands. So we'll catch you later. KK4 VOT.
7-3, Tim.
7-3, Tim. Have a good one. KN4 GFW.
KK4 NXC. Y'all heard from Robert?
On my side, I haven't heard from him this week. He was about to change his kind of sleeping hours and that, so he may have already done that and is on at a different time now.
That would make sense.
I had to go to that ham fest. I think there's one in Charlotte this weekend, isn't it?
I don't know.
Behind me, he's got a blowed out headlight. Can you come out here and fix it for him?
You specialize in headlights.
He'll pull him for that, won't they?
They're pulling. If not, they get him at a weigh station.
And we don't get on 85 in the evenings in there, but right there at where we get on at, right there where your shop is, that 2 miles right there, there's always two or three DOT every day.
Get some money.
They got a white pickup truck with no anything on it, and a toolbox on the back to boot.
A toolbox, a lot of them guys carry mobile scales with them.
See, Friday, that youngest boy of mine says using those scales and toting will make a man out of you.
somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to 120 pounds.
I don't remember. He said it's a workout.
Driving, we got pulled one time at a scale house, and it was over on the drive tires, and we was hauling celery, ended up having to pull over there and take a bunch of boxes from the front and pull them all the way to the back to get it to level out there.
Tell me you had to eat some celery.
Not much.
Used to drive. He went out to California, and they x-rayed his truck. He had a boat loose. They pulled him over to the side, and he sat there for 8 hours waiting on a guy to come and tighten one boat. They wouldn't let him do it.
But here, you can't make your own repair. You got to call somebody.
Truck stop, I could fix it myself, but if you notice that, I got to call somebody.
Damn, you do.
Light?
No. I don't know if they'll let you put a light bulb in or not. They might. I'm going to ask one of these guys today.
My relatives, they're all truck drivers.
They won't let them adjust their brakes. We've gone up to Hendersonville. It's a little bit past Hendersonville. They had a guy down up there, and they had to have a certified shop come out and adjust his brakes.
It's on a slack adjuster, right?
I'm running late because traffic's starting to hit bumper to bumper here in Clinton.
Your apartments?
I heard anything on Aunt Sue's yet.
I meant to tell you that. They were Monday, when I went by there on my way home, they had the steam pressure gun running. They've got an old, 20-foot box off the back of a trailer. Off the back of a, box truck. And they were out there with the steam gun, steaming the paint off of it like they're going to repaint it. And so, I don't know if they're, it looks like they were going to spruce that thing up, so who knows.
But I can find out. If the call, since she's friends with them, she don't mind being nosy.
Guys, they didn't tell her because they don't got no secret.
No, they may just, one of those days, they just didn't want to say nothing.
Yeah, that was the owner out there with them, some boys out there doing that steaming. So, I don't think he was sick or anything.
I'm just waiting a little longer to let tourists start coming in and then open up.
I don't know if that's going to help them or not. There's a lot of people that are staying out of going to the restaurants because of that virus. I know my wife went to Costco last night or yesterday afternoon, and she said it was like a deserted city. She said that's the fewest people she's ever seen in there, and the women at the checkout, they were freaking out about it.
Here, so I'm going to jump out and say everybody have a good day and look forward to catching you guys in the morning. And I say 73, KN4TFW.
73, don't work too hard now.
Please have a safe day. Have a good day. Talk at you tomorrow morning, KK4NXE.
Get a chance to talk to Miss Shelley about us doing a portable on top of Table Rock.
I didn't, because I wouldn't be interested in that hike. That's a long way up there. No, I have not. I didn't know if you could drive up there or not.
was up there for 2 weeks looking for that clunker. I think I walked that thing 3 or 4 times.
Mike, she used to go with a guy, a friend of mine, that he would run that thing. She didn't run it, but he would run it. And there's no way.
I won't even think about running it.
Blocking that hood.
Friday. It seems to be happy with it. It came painted and everything, so I guess he's happy as old pig in mud.
Opportunity to see it.
I see it yet.
Get some Bob's Red Mill. And man, they were out. They, I got two packs, which would do me, but they said they wouldn't have any until March 20th or so.
Hey, see, that great-granddaughter of mine, she loves that stuff.
We have it every Sunday morning for breakfast.
Rotated it around my house. Never know what day I'm going to get it.
Be healthy for you.
Stuff like that was good for you. The frost didn't kill none of my blooms on my wild plums. I'm going to have a good crop this year.
That'll be good.
Good crop, look out. I'm going to make us some jelly.
Look out, I'll be eating it.
Or it will probably last you, what, 3 days?
No, I can't eat it like that. Not if it got a bunch of sugar in it. Now, younger days, I don't know if it'll last 3 days.
That recipe my mom's got, but she always did it in a great old big dish pan, and it usually made about 5 gallons. It took about 5 pounds of sugar.
All right, well, listen, I wish I could go on with you a little bit more, but I'm coming up here, destinating. I got to get. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, hopefully. KK4NXZ, 73s to you, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good one. Get in there and get things going, because I know y'all probably going to be busy today. So 73s to you. Catch you in the morning. KM4NAP Cliff.